I remember the first time I sat down to swap out a blown bulb in my workshop, thinking it was the simplest job on the list. I grabbed a glass bulb that looked right, twisted it in, and flicked the switch. Within seconds, I smelled something like burning plastic. I had put a high-wattage incandescent into a fixture rated for much less, and the heat was already starting to cook the socket. It was a small mistake that could have started a fire, and it taught me right then that light isn't just about brightness. It is about heat, energy, and compatibility. When we stand in that aisle at the hardware store, looking at a wall of yellow and blue boxes, it feels like we are choosing a team. But really, we are choosing how we want our home to feel, and how much work we want to do later. You might be thinking that a bulb is just a bulb, but the way these three technologies actually create light changes everything about the atmosphere of your room. An incandescent bulb is the old soul of the group. It works by sending electricity through a tiny wire filament until it gets so hot that it literally glows white. It is inefficient because most of that energy is wasted as heat, which is why they are hot to the touch the moment you turn them on. Then you have the CFL, those curly spiral tubes that were everywhere a decade ago. They use gas and a chemical coating to glow, which takes a minute to warm up. Finally, there is the LED, which is basically a tiny computer chip that emits light. It stays cool, uses almost no power, and lasts longer than most of the appliances in your kitchen. Plus one, before we even think about climbing the ladder, we have to understand what we are looking for on the packaging. I always start by looking at the lumens rather than the watts. We grew up thinking watts meant brightness, but watts actually measure power consumption. If you want the same amount of light that an old 60-watt bulb gave off, you are looking for about 800 lumens. When I hold an LED in my hand, I notice it feels solid and heavy compared to the fragile glass of an incandescent. I check the base of the bulb to make sure it matches the socket, usually a standard medium base, and I look for the color temperature. This is where people usually get frustrated. If you want that warm, cozy glow of a candle or an old lamp, you want something labeled around 2700 Kelvin. If you want it to look like high noon in a hospital hallway, you go up to 5000. I make it a habit to kill the power at the wall switch before I ever reach for a fixture. If I am working on a ceiling fan or something that has been running for a while, I give it a few minutes to cool down. I have burnt my fingertips more than once trying to rush a bulb change. Once the old bulb is cool, I reach up and grip it firmly but gently. If it is an old incandescent that has been in there for years, the glass can sometimes separate from the metal base if you twist too hard. I use a steady, counterclockwise motion, feeling for any grit or resistance in the threads. If it feels stuck, I don't force it. I give it a tiny wiggle and then try the turn again. When the socket is empty, I take a second to look inside. I am looking for any black soot or discoloration on the little brass tab at the bottom. If that tab looks flattened out, I might gently pry it up just a hair with a small screwdriver, though I only do that if the breaker is off. This ensures the new bulb makes a solid connection. Now, I take the new LED and start it into the threads. I like the feel of an LED because I don't have to worry about the glass shattering in my palm. I turn it clockwise, feeling the threads catch. I keep turning until I feel a soft, firm resistance. You don't need to crank it down like a lug nut on a truck tire. Just a snug fit is enough to complete the circuit. Once it is seated, I step back and flick the switch. With an LED, the light is instant and crisp. If I had used a CFL, I would be standing there in a dim, muddy glow, waiting for the gas to ionize and brighten up. That delay is one of the reasons I have moved away from CFLs in my own home. They also contain a tiny bit of mercury, which means if you drop one and it shatters, you have a mini hazmat situation on your carpet. The LED avoids all of that. It is durable, it doesn't flicker, and it doesn't hum. After the new light is up and running, I don't just toss the old bulbs in the kitchen trash, especially if they are CFLs. I keep a dedicated box in the garage for those so I can take them to a recycling center that handles hazardous materials. As for the incandescents, they go in the bin, but I make sure they are wrapped in a bit of newspaper so they don't break and cut the bag. We have moved toward a setup now where we rarely have to climb that ladder anymore. An LED can last 20 years, which means the next time I have to think about this specific light, I will be a lot older and hopefully even a bit wiser. We have traded the heat and the fragility of the past for something that just works, quietly and efficiently, every time we hit the switch.